Okay, lots of kids don't like their parents' music, so what else is new? But a group of teenagers in Oakland, California, is bucking the trend. They're of Ethiopian descent, and they've been playing the music their parents grew up with, Ethiopian jazz. But it's hard to find sheet music for Ethio jazz tunes in the U.S., so the young Ethio jazz band is learning the music the old-fashioned way, by ear. Sam Harnett has the story.
This song is Yegela Tezeta. Jonathan Walde knows it well. His dad, he listens to it all the time.
My dad, he would just listen to it, and I just listen to my music, or I wouldn't listen to it at all. I'd just pay attention to something else because I didn't know what they were saying.
Walde is 16 years old, and he doesn't understand Amharic. That's the official language in Ethiopia. His parents, on the other hand, they don't understand much of what Walde listens to.
I listen to everything. I listen to rock, jazz.
What are you listening to right now?
Weird rap.
Okay. But this? This isn't Walde's father's recording. It's Walde. He's playing trumpet in a band with seven other second-generation Ethiopians. They're between 11 and 16 years old, and they practice together every week in this garage. Rebel Gazacha plays the bass.
Regular jazz music is kind of boring, but like Ethiopian jazz music, since I'm Ethiopian, like it connects to my culture a little bit, and I found like a new way to connect with my culture and, you know, back in Ethiopia.
Yep, these are teenagers who love their parents' music. I know, weird. Well, it hasn't always been this way. Johannes Abenu plays keyboard.
Well, in the very beginning, I was really confused about the music. I just said, well, this doesn't really sound like music that I would really want to play. I kind of didn't really like playing it, and my dad was kind of, like, pushing me towards playing it.
Then he played an Ethio jazz song in his high school band.
It really woke me up, saying that this is my culture. I really need to learn this music.
Mulatu Astatke gave birth to Ethio jazz in the early 70s. The vibraphonist and composer was the first African student to attend the Berklee School of Music in Boston. There, he fused Western jazz with Latin rhythms and traditional Ethiopian scales. The young Ethio jazz band has really learned his compositions, almost too well.
This kid says, really, they want to just play it the way it's been played.
Sirak Tigbaro is the guy who brought the band together. He invited the kids to practice in his garage after hearing them play at a nearby church. Tegbaro can't find sheet music for the songs, so he teaches them by ear.
This is why we play, which is on the G minor. So this is a pentatonic scale because it's a five.
Tegbaro left Ethiopia when he was 16 years old. He loved playing music, but his parents said it wasn't practical. They pressured him to study medicine and sent him abroad to the Czech Republic.
I left Ethiopia in 1979. So I never been back. I was a young boy when I left home. But it always stays with me.
Tegbaro still plays music, but he doesn't have anything to do with medicine. He sells State Farm insurance during the week. On the weekend, he leads the band.
Having this opportunity, I feel like I'm reborn again seeing through these kids.
The band played their first show this past winter, and it was a huge success. Now they're opening for another act at Yoshi's, the San Francisco Jazz Club. Then they perform at the Georgetown Ethiopian Heritage Festival in Washington, D.C. It's not hard to see why these kids are landing such big gigs. They've got great sound and endearing energy.
One, two, three, four.
The kids, they glow when they play this song. They smile in their face, and they're happy. They're moving around, and that means they really have that feeling. They play it from the bottom of their heart, and that's music.
The band has until the 26th to practice for the festival. For The World, I'm Sam Harnett in Oakland.
You can see a video of the father of Ethiopian jazz at theworld.org.